Jack looked up at London Bridge as they passed by. The shops on the bridge were closed now. The theater crowd was thinning out. The scary blackbirds were no longer on the rooftops. They had swooped down and were picking at the garbage left on the cobblestones. The show was over. By the time they came to the riverbank, night was falling. It was much cooler. Will tied up his rowboat and climbed ashore with Jack and Annie.
"Thanks a lot," Jack said to Will. "We can go the rest of the way by ourselves."
"Where do you live?" said Will.
"In Frog Creek," said Annie.
"What path do you take?" asked Will.
"You'll never believe this," said Annie. "We climb up the rope ladder to a treehouse in that tree over there, and we open a book."
"Then we make a wish," said Jack, "and we go to the place in the book."
Will smiled.
"Thy life's a miracle, isn't it?" he said.
"Yes," said Annie.
Jack nodded. He liked the way Will looked at things.
"I have an idea," said Will. "Why don't you both stay here instead? You can live and act at the Globe Theater. I'll ask the Queen to exclude you from the law about girls going on stage, Annie, because of your great talent. And I will teach you both to write plays."
"Really?"
said Jack and Annie together. Jack couldn't imagine anything more fun. Then he thought of his parents back in Frog Creek.
"But our mom and dad," he said.
"We would really miss them," said Annie.
Will smiled.
"I understand," he said, "and I would miss you if I were them."
He put his hand over his heart.
"So good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow."
"Yes, 'tis," said Annie, nodding.
"Farewell," said Will. He waved.
Jack and Annie waved back. Then Will turned on his heels and headed back to his rowboat. Jack and Annie walked to the rope ladder and climbed up to the treehouse. When they got inside, they looked out the window. Will was rowing back across the Thames River. A single white swan glided across the ripples beside his boat. A silver moon was rising in the sky. At that moment, Jack did feel sweet sorrow. He wanted to stay in merry old England just a little longer.
"Wait, Will,"
he shouted. But Annie picked up the Pennsylvania book.
"I wish we could go home," she said.
The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still, absolutely still.